The Sahaba entered into Fars. When they entered into Persia, they took with them the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they judged in accordance to them. And when they entered into Masr, into Egypt, they took the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Afar, the narrations. And when they entered into North Africa, and they entered into Spain, and into all of these lands, there is not a shadow of a doubt that they took the madhab and the hadith, the athar, that which they learned from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they judged between the people based upon the hadith. They judged between the people based upon the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if one wishes to rectify and one wishes to correct, then one needs to realize that the way that you correct and the way that you rectify is returning the affair to the ancient affair. Taking the matter back to the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. As Imam Malik ibn Anas radiallahu anhu, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great Imam, the Imam of Medina, the Imam of Darul Hijra, Imam Malik ibn Anas, he said that indeed the latter part of this ummah will not be rectified except by that which rectified its earliest part. So the rectification in the ummah, that which the ummah disputes within itself, those differences that occur between the ummah, the calamities that have come down upon the ummah, the tribulations that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is facing, they will not be rectified and they will not be corrected up until we return our affair to the earliest affair, to the affair of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Rather, the Sahaba themselves were commanded with this. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum and those who come after them up until the Yawm al-Qiyamah have been commanded with this, that we take the affair back to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when differing occurs. And we'll come to that inshallah as time goes on. But there should not be a doubt in our minds that the corruption that the Muslims are facing today, it is as a result of the Muslims themselves and as a result of the Ummah itself turning away from the guidance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, turning away from the deen of Allah. And it will not be rectified up until the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they will not be saved from the calamities. They will not be saved. They will not be saved from the discord and the separation and the humiliation upon the Ummah up until they return back to their deen. As Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said in a hadith which is authentic, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابِ الْبَقَرِ وَرَدِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ صَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلَّا. That Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you hold on to the if you partake in interest-based transactions, and you hold on to the tails of cattle, and you become satisfied with the cultivation of the earth, of the dunya, and you abandon jihad in the path of Allah, صَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلَّا, then Allah's humiliation will come down upon you. Allah's humiliation. And Allah will not, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يَنْزِعُهُ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ دِينِكُمْ, up until you return back to your deen. So when the humiliation of Allah comes upon the Muslims neither have to look to the right or nor look to the left. Rather, the Muslim looks towards himself, and the Muslim looks towards his sins. The Muslim looks towards what he has put forth for the hereafter. The Muslim looks towards his implementation of the sunnah. And if he is deficient, and surely in the period of time that we are living in today, no doubt the Muslim is deficient. And the Muslims have been drowned in sins. Muslims have been drowned in sins. And the Muslims are in discord because of the sins that they're committing. And from the most grievous of the sins that the Muslims are committing is the sin of shirk and the sin of bid'ah. And from the rest of the major sins, such as taking part in interest, such as drinking, such as gambling, such as the abandonment of the prayer, such as the abandonment of the giving of zakat, then all of these affairs, and the most serious of them being the sin of shirk, the sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive. wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, that indeed Allah does not forgive that you associate partners with Him in worship, but He forgives lesser than that to whomsoever He pleases. So the sin of shirk that the Muslims are involved in, as Shaykh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, from the major scholars of the Ummah of today, that he mentions that there are Muslims in the earth who go to the graves of the dead and they seek aid and assistance from them. Yet they still regard themselves to be Muslims, yet they have left the fold of Islam. And you find other Muslims who ascribe themselves to Islam and the Muslimin, and they are drowned in bid'ah, in innovations, and in deviations that oppose the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you find a group of Muslims who will curse the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will find a group of Muslims who will celebrate the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding that to be from the sunnah, and regarding that to be something that will bring them closer to Allah. Yet you will find another group of Muslims who regard the killing of their own selves, that when they blow themselves up and they explode themselves upon a bus in Tel Aviv, or upon a bus in Baghdad in Iraq, or they blow themselves up in one of the cities of Afghanistan, such as Kabul or other places, or that they kill themselves and blow themselves up and kill people around them in the streets of Riyadh in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, that they regard this to be jihad in the path of Allah, that they regard this to be a return to jihad, and they regard this to be a return to the religion. Ya ikhwan, all of these deviations and all of these innovations and all of these corruptions have caused the Muslims to be under the humiliation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this humiliation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given strength to the unbelievers, has given this courage to the unbelievers, that they enter into the lands of the Muslims and they take from the lands of the Muslims, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that they take from the lands of the Muslims just like a guest takes from the food that is placed in front of him from by his host. So this is how the Muslims are being humiliated. But the humiliation, ya ikhwan, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where the humiliation is from. Do not deceive yourselves and fool yourselves into thinking that the humiliation or the dishonor of the Muslims is coming and it is as a result of the behavior of the non-Muslims. Rather, it is a result of the behavior of the Muslims themselves. That the cancer within the ranks of the Muslims that has resulted in the blessings of Allah being removed. So that when those blessings become, or when those blessings are removed, then the Muslims are weakened and the ranks of the Muslims are divided. And then the non-Muslims come and conquer the Muslims. And then widespread discord appears amongst the ranks of the Muslims. And the Muslims are divided. And the Muslims are split. And the Muslims have no united word. And having a united word is from the fundamental principles of Al-Islam. That the Muslims are united. Allah commands with unity. And Allah commands that the Muslims are united. So with regard to this affair of how the victory to the Muslims is to be returned, then Allah mentions in an ayah from the ayat of the Quran, where Allah mentions, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْعَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَا يُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَدَى لَهُمْ وَلَا يُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this is a pledge from your Lord for those of you who believe and work righteous deeds, that Allah will establish them, give them this khilafah in the ard, the establishment in the ard, in the world, in the earth, just as Allah gave it to those who came before them. And Allah will establish for